змалювала в рівно квіти, вісім хрестиків малих і дрібнюсіньку ялинку, поясочок в поміжних, на Великий день писанку розмалюю, маму з татом, бабу з дідом поцілую. А як шосте закінчила, тато мовив:
молодець,
я ту писанку для себе, для зразочка залишу, а для мами і для тата я ще краще напишу. На Великдень писанку розмалюю, маму з татом, бабу з дідом поцілую. На Великдень писанку розмалюю, маму з татом, бабу з дідом поцілую.
Maria Bernmacka opening our program with a very seasonal song, Rozmaluju Pesanku. Dobrý večer, šanovní radiosluchači, ta vítaju vás všich na radioprogramu Náš holos, Radio Ukrajinského Koriння, která podається vám сьогодні ввечері, як звичайно, щосуботи о 6-й годині на багатомовній радіостанції АМ-1320 у місті Ванкувері. При мікрофоні Павліна, дякую, що рішили перебути зі мною наступну годину. Hello there and welcome to Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio here on AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver. I'm your host, Pavlina. Thank you so much for joining me on our Easter program, our first one for this year, according to the Gregorian calendar. And we've got very seasonal programming for you today. We've got a little story about celebrating Easter and Christmas, for that matter, in the former Soviet Union when it was a bit of a challenge. As well, it is Passover, so we've got Ukrainian Jewish heritage coming up to tell you all about how Jews celebrate Passover in Ukraine. As well, we've got news from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine Today, so stay tuned for all of that. As well, our usual proverb of the week, other items of interest, and great Ukrainian music, seasonal again. And we've got a song that is an Easter hymn, actually, but it's done in a contemporary kind of pop style, which is rather unusual for Easter hymns, but it is quite delightful. Here is Galina Ileva and Christos Voskres.
Christ,
Thanks to the foresight and generosity of its donors, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been investing in the future of the Ukrainian-Canadian community for over 50 years. Since 1963, the Taras Shevchenko Foundation has been funding initiatives that strengthen our Ukrainian-Canadian identity and enhance our Ukrainian-Canadian cultural heritage. These include fine and performing arts and arts groups, museums, cultural centers, education, as well as authors, journalists, and the Ukrainian-Canadian media, including this program. The foundation strives to become the premier not-for-profit foundation in a Canada which acknowledges the Ukrainian-Canadian community as a fundamental component of Canadian society. Nash Hollis listeners are encouraged to support this vision through continued donations into the future. To apply for grants, make a donation, or for more information, visit ShevchenkoFoundation.com.
For the cost of a cup of coffee a day, you can give a destitute family in Ukraine food, hope, and a better life. Please open your heart and share your good fortune. Sponsor a Ukrainian child today. Details at www.heart.ca. That's HART.ca.
Hi, I'm Vincent Reese from Edmonton's Cobblestone Freeway Cultural Tours with exciting news. Our 2015 tours are up and ready to go. Join us for a unique cultural tour. We have trips to Eastern Europe, including Western Ukraine, Hungary, and Croatia. Plus, we're going to Costa Rica, Brazil, and Argentina. So visit our website for photos and details. Cobblestone Freeway, we're in Edmonton and ready to go. So book today. Visit cobblestonefreeway.ca.
На воскреснень Бог дар остачаться в рази Його.
На воскреснень Бог дар остачаться в рази. Да душа то злізає воскресна, вийдеши
воскреснень Бог.
Яко іще зоє, дивіста іще разу, яко стає твого скотлиця огня, так доко візьмеміся огниця, вийдеши Бог.
На воскреснем
Бог. Радуйся, о пречесний, і животворящий, кресте Господні. Роняючи віси, силою розп'ято на тебе. І попроще возілу дьяволю, і даровавши нам свій чесний крест на пронання супоста.
На воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем
Бог, пречесний і животворящий,
воскреснем Бог, воскреснем Бог, на воскреснем
Бог, воскреснем Бог, воскреснем
Бог, воскреснем Бог,
воскреснем Бог,
воскреснем
Бог, воскреснем Бог, воскреснем Бог, воскреснем Бог, воскреснем
Бог, да воскреснем Бог.
Да воскреснем Бог, да розкочаться в рази Його.
Да воскреснем Бог, да розкочаться в рази Його.
Oh.
And that was the Episcopal Choir of the Holy Protectress Cathedral Ukrainian Orthodox Church in Ivano-Frankivsk, Ukraine. And that is from their Easter CD, Christos Voskres. And that was Easter Canticles. Before them, you heard Heavenly Host from Lviv from their CD, Let God Arise, and the title track.
Welcome to Victor's Vignettes, stories about life in Soviet and post-Soviet Ukraine by Viktor Sergeyev of Mykolaiv, Ukraine. I am Sergei Kaznodiy in Toronto. When my grandmother died many years ago, she said to my mom, "Your little son must always celebrate Easter and Christmas, whatever the authorities might say. Promise me this." My mom promised her. And since that time, twice a year, we enjoyed a festive time. The celebrations of Easter and Christmas, completely religious holidays, never actually stopped in Ukraine. This was due to ordinary Ukrainian people. No authority is able to overcome this habit. Back in those days, it was sort of an open secret. Everyone would say, "Hush, so other people won't hear our celebrations, because they're forbidden in our country." Then, with that word of caution out of the way, the celebrations got into full swing. I recalled that people on both sides celebrated these holidays. Those who said, "No, you must not," and of course the other side too, the believers and the traditionalists. Of course, neither side wanted the other to know that they were celebrating the holidays, in a different way, yet in the same way. For everyone, it was a kind of pro-communist shyness that we all shared. It wasn't just that this strange mindset came about during the holidays. It was a way of life in the Soviet era. A case in point is what happened with the fantastically popular poet, actor, and singer Vladimir Vysotsky, who could be compared to Bob Dylan. Millions of magnetic tapes with Vysotsky's instantly recognizable and beloved voice were widely spread across the country. Teenagers and adults copied his tapes readily. This really can be called countrywide love, and no authority could overcome this habit either. They had to try, of course, even if it meant temporarily lifting the censorship of Western pop culture. The standard anti-religious holidays playlist usually included ABBA, Boney M., Secret Service, Friedrichstadtpalast Ballet from Eastern Germany, and performers from various other socialist countries. The official communist theory was that it would prevent youth from attending church. The reality was nothing of the kind happened. Meanwhile, we all considered these Christmas and Easter TV programs to be an additional holiday gift from our comrades in the Kremlin. Everyone said, "Oh, we can enjoy the holidays. We'll have tasty food and good TV programs. Thank God." I am Sergei Kaznodiy in Toronto, Canada. I hope you enjoyed this edition of Victor's Vignettes, stories from the life of Viktor Sergeyev in Mykolaiv, Ukraine. You can find Viktor's original transcripts and commentary at his blog, Vignettes, Life in Ukraine. For audio archives and links, visit www.nashholos.com. So until next time, do побачення!
And a duet from Ukraine that goes by the name of Pisanka, and that song was called Iridescent Pisanka. And now, Ukrainian Jewish Heritage. This special Nash Holos feature is brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative based in Toronto, Ontario.
Passover is a festival of freedom. It commemorates the exodus of Jews from Egypt over 3,000 years ago. The timeless and universal message of this holiday is that slaves can go free and that the future can be better than the present. Passover, or Pesach, as it is called in Hebrew, begins in the middle of the Hebrew month of Nisan, the first month on the Jewish liturgical calendar. It lasts for 7 days in Israel, 8 in the diaspora. On the Gregorian calendar, Passover generally corresponds with late March or early April. This year, 2015, Passover begins Friday evening, April 3rd, and ends Saturday evening, April 11th. Passover is known as the Feast of Unleavened Bread. In preparing for Pesach, Jews clean their homes and vehicles, removing every trace of leaven, or hametz, in Hebrew. This act symbolizes the haste with which the Jews left Egypt. They did not even have time to let their bread rise. It is also a symbolic purification ritual, removing the puffiness of arrogance and pride, which separates us from one another and from our Creator. The eating of matzah, or unleavened bread, is very important to Jews during this time. The scrupulous ritual avoidance of impurity, symbolized by leavening, helps Jews to observe the proper spirit of this festival. The awakening of this higher faculty will lead to universal awakening and freedom from restriction, as represented by the Exodus. Jews will continue to recount the Exodus story each year at Pesach until this destiny is finally realized on behalf of humanity as a whole. In the 20th century, Jews in the former Soviet Union considered living in the Soviet Empire of Evil the same as living in slavery in Egypt. In Soviet Ukraine, it was very difficult to keep kosher. Baking matzah was banned by the Soviet authorities. Jews had to establish secret matzah bakeries in private homes, hand-built brick ovens heated by wood, operated during the night. Every morning, the ovens were thoroughly cleaned to remove any evidence of matzah baking from suspicious KGB eyes. The distribution of matzah was also dangerous. Even in the last years of communism, during Glasnost, matzah was still packed in cartons labeled as butter or other food products to disguise them during transport. Many Jews were afraid of being caught by the KGB buying the forbidden matzah, so they baked their own at home, as in ancient times. Pesach is one of the most important holidays for religious Jews, and even for less observant Jews. So in Soviet Ukraine, Jews observed Passover as best they could, albeit always very carefully. For example, the first and second Pesach seders, or dinners, were for families only. No strangers were ever invited, for fear of inadvertently letting in a KGB informer. After the collapse of communism, life improved for Jews in Ukraine. Today there is a bakery at the 29 Shekhovitska Synagogue in Kyiv. The baking of matzah there follows strict kosher protocols, and the bakery ships matzah all over the world. It is now possible to buy kosher foods and wine in Kyiv. Jews of Lviv celebrate in the main synagogue as well as at the ruins of the Tere Synagogue, or the Golden Rose Synagogue, in the old Jewish quarter of medieval times. Today, Jews in Ukraine are thankful to celebrate Passover freely, and they stand shoulder to shoulder with their non-Jewish Ukrainian friends and neighbors, united in their wish to live in a world where peace, prosperity, and mutual respect prevail. Do not believe anyone who says otherwise. This Passover, may your cup overflow with happiness and prosperity. Shalom.
Join us again next week for another episode of Ukrainian Jewish Heritage here on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio, brought to you by the Ukrainian Jewish Encounter Initiative.
Israel was in Egypt land. Oppressed so hard they could not stand. So the Lord said, go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell those pharaohs to let my people go. So Moses went to Egypt land. Let my people go. He made those pharaohs understand. Let my people go. And the Lord said, go down, Moses. Moses said, let my people go. If not, thou smite your firstborns dead. Let my people go. And the Lord said, go down, Moses, way down in Egypt's land. Tell those pharaohs to let my
was the London Klezmer Orchestra performing a Pesach medley in Australia back in 2013. Vyslúchajte ukrajinskú rádio programu Náš holos Radio Ukrajinského Koriňa na bahatomovnej radiostancii AM1320 u mesta Vancouveri. You're listening to Náš holos Ukrainian Roots Radio on AM1320 CHMB Vancouver.
Весняночка, де твоя дочка, да паняночка, десь у садочку шиє сорочку, шовком да білю, да вишиває.
Da-da-da.
Lada from Ukraine and the title track from her CD, Oy Vesna, Vesna. And a bit of a blast from the past up next, a group from Toronto called the Kalena Trio from back in the 1970s, early 1970s. And here they are from a vinyl recording and another seasonal song, Anavisni.
Хай зазеленіє, а мої очі збудились із сну, щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день так ніч була би вишивки, щоб я була тебе так не любила, як день так ніч була б я вишивки, а він другий подав же діло ручку. Обіцяв з нею женитися, щоби вона була так тобі мила, як мені нинішне моє життя, щоби вона була так тобі мила, як мені нинішне моє життя.
Now the latest news stories from Ukraine, courtesy Ukraine's first international English news channel, Ukraine Today.
Iconic Ukrainian fighter pilot Nadia Savchenko, who remains in Russian custody, has reportedly suspended her long-term hunger strike. That's according to a Russian human rights activist who told Ukrainian news agency TSN that she was eating once a day. Savchenko's lawyer confirmed she was eating again in order not to die and be present at her upcoming court hearing. Savchenko has been on hunger strike since December, although she had a brief break in early March. The 33-year-old pilot has become a hero in Ukraine for standing up to Russia. She was captured last June in East Ukraine by Russian-backed militants, who illegally handed her over to Moscow. Since then, Savchenko has been elected to both the Ukrainian Parliament and the Council of Europe Assembly. European foreign ministers recently held up signs which urged Russia to release Savchenko from jail. The US Senate recently voted to demand Moscow free the Ukrainian fighter pilot.
The lawyer of captive Ukrainian MP and Air Force pilot Nadia Savchenko has said Russian authorities are investigating him for extremism following a rally in Moscow in 2012. Mark Fagan tweeted on Friday that he was being investigated for a speech made at an anti-government protest 3 years ago. It was an event that saw thousands of people protest against Russian President Vladimir Putin. This week, Fagan tweeted that Russia's investigative committee had launched an inquiry into examining whether he had violated Russian laws on extremism in connection with his Twitter activities. Fagan represents 33-year-old Nadia Savchenko, who is officially charged with involvement in a mortar attack that killed two Russian journalists covering the conflict in Ukraine. She maintains, though, that she was captured by militants and smuggled across the border. Artillery shelling echoes around the Ukrainian city of Avdiivka, situated just north of Donetsk. Smoke rises from a nearby factory, one practically reduced to rubble by constant shelling. Destroyed buildings and vehicles littered the countryside. Most residents here fled a long time ago. From time to time, rockets fired from militant-held areas land near Ukrainian military positions. These attacks are launched on a regular basis. Sometimes shelling is not so intensive, yet sometimes it is. The rocket attacks by Russian-backed militants continue, despite the Minsk ceasefire agreement, brokered in February, demanding the pullback of heavy weapons. We should give an appropriate response and not just be attacked. They use artillery and tanks, and we respond with gunfire when ordered. We must respond to their every shot. We have some small casualties, but for other people they may seem small, while for us they are close friends. Volunteer units look out towards Donetsk International Airport, a powerful symbol of the fight in eastern Ukraine. Many servicemen here say that instead for waiting for mobilization, they came straight to the front. The new fighters are adapting to the daily life of mortar attacks and sniper fire. They unexpectedly appear 100 meters away, sometimes from the underground, but as for now, they are permanently located about 2.5 kilometers away from us. Together with units of the regular army, the volunteers are preparing for a renewed advance by Russian-backed militants. On the front line, though, there is little doubt that with the adequate forces and equipment, they can continue to defend the country for some time to come.
Ukraine's military says Russian-backed militants are secretly relocating heavy weapons. Military spokesman Andrei Lysenko said that the Russian-backed militants of the self-proclaimed Donetsk People's Republic are secretly relocating heavy weapons towards the Donbass contact line. Lysenko said the militants over the past 24 hours shelled Ukrainian forces more than one dozen times, despite the ceasefire agreement reached in Minsk on February 12. Meanwhile, Russia's state-run TASS news agency has reported that one more Russian truck convoy, supposedly carrying humanitarian aid, is being prepared for militant-controlled areas of East Ukraine. Ukrainian officials insist that the trucks are actually used as a lifeline for militant forces and to take back Russian soldiers in Ukraine who were killed in battle.
Another Russian truck convoy supposedly carrying humanitarian aid is being prepared for militant-controlled areas of East Ukraine. That's according to Russia's state TASS news agency, citing a source in Russia's Emergency Situations Ministry. Officially, the convoy of 120 vehicles will bring more than 1,400 tons of foodstuffs, agricultural products and other supplies into Ukraine. However, Ukrainian officials insist that the trucks are actually being used as a lifeline for militant forces and to take back Russian soldiers in Ukraine killed in battle. In January, President Petro Poroshenko said the convoy was, quote, pseudo-assistance, which actually consisted of fuel and weapons, all while thousands of Donbass residents desperately needed help. Ukraine's National Security and Defense Council Secretary Oleksandr Turchinov has also previously linked the escalation of insurgent attacks on Ukrainian military positions with the arrival of Russian aid into Ukraine.
A number of international military exercises will be held this year in Ukraine after the country's President Petro Poroshenko signed a decree allowing foreign troops on Ukrainian soil. On April 20th, 290 American troops will be in Ukraine to train 900 of their Ukrainian counterparts. Exercises are also planned for later in the year with the Polish Air Force. As part of the plans, Ukrainian soldiers will also go abroad to work with NATO nations like Germany and Lithuania. This all comes as Ukraine continues to fight Russian-backed militants in its eastern regions in a conflict which is now almost 1 year old. Since the fighting began, Ukraine has been forced to quickly modernize its military, which had remained relatively weak since the days of the Soviet Union.
Another terror attack foiled. Ukraine's Secret Service has found an explosive device on a railway line in the region of Dnipropetrovsk, the latest in a spate of terror threats across Ukraine's east. The block of TNT was discovered shortly before a passenger train was scheduled to pass that part of the track, according to security officials. A manhunt is underway for those responsible for planting the device. The TNT was found hours after another explosive was detonated on a railway line in Kharkiv, derailing several wagons but causing no injuries. Railway tracks have not been the only targets. In recent months, there have been a series of explosions in cities including Odessa, Kharkiv and Kherson, targeting military facilities and pro-Ukrainian organizations, volunteer groups and marches. The attacks aim to sow fear among the general public within government-controlled areas of Ukraine in the wake of Russia's intervention. With this threat in mind, Kyiv city officials on Monday took part in drills aimed at practicing how to deal with an attack in the capital. Among those who attended was Kiev Mayor Vitali Klitschko. Participants exchanged suits and ties for camouflage uniforms and learned how to deal with wounds, burns and giving emergency injections. More training sessions like this are scheduled for later this month.
Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has said that he's ready to submit the question of federalization to referendum during a speech at a Chernihiv university. He went on to add that he is sure the majority of the vote will be against federalization, as well as having Russian as a second national language. This is a rare moment for the Ukrainian president, who has previously been strongly opposed against federalization. Following the Minsk peace agreement signed in February, Poroshenko had underlined that the deal did not include federalization of the country or autonomy for militant-held regions. Poroshenko also dismantled portrayals of a division in the Ukrainian society between Russian speakers who opposed the government's actions in the east and the Ukrainian speakers in the west who supported. He said that 62% of Ukrainian soldiers fighting in the Donetsk region are Russian speakers.
The European Union has condemned as a blatant violation of the right to freedom of expression the closure of the Crimean Tatar ATR TV, following searches of its premises and attacks on its journalists in the past weeks. Other Crimean Tatar media outlets have also reportedly been forced to shut down, a statement said, adding that this was part of a wider pattern of persecution and intimidation of the Crimean Tatar community. EU spokeswoman Maya Kasyanich said the Crimean people deserve unimpeded access to the plurality of media. ATR went off the air on April 1st after a midnight deadline expired for it to register in accordance with Russian law. According to Amnesty International, ATR submitted all the applications and documents needed in advance of the deadline, but did not hear back from the licensing authority.
Billionaire philanthropist George Soros has announced on Monday that he's ready to invest $1 billion in Ukrainian agriculture and infrastructural projects if the West helps private investment there. The Hungarian-born financier made the remarks in Austrian business daily Der Standard. Soros said that since, quote, Ukraine is defending the EU from Russian aggression, the West can help Ukraine by making it more attractive to investors. Soros went on to suggest that the West should provide insurance against political risk for potential investors. Ukraine is close to bankruptcy as the government tries to contain the conflict in the east of the country, stave off an economic recession, and keep the national currency afloat. The national currency, the hryvnia, has lost nearly 60% of its value against the dollar in a year, and Ukraine's public debt is likely to reach 94% of its GDP by the end of 2015.
And with that, we've come to the end of this week's Ukraine News Roundup. For more breaking stories on Ukraine, follow Ukraine Today on YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, and their live blog at uatoday.tv.
Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, I have a question for you. Don't you know that my country is called Ukraine and our colors are yellow and blue? Yellow for the grain fields to feed our people, blue for the endless sky. And we don't need new colors, we don't need new flags, there is no reason to die. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, what are you doing here? Nobody wants your soldiers around and missiles in the air. Hey, Mr. Putin, see the mamas of the young dead soldiers cry. Stop telling the world to never send them, 'cause crying mamas don't lie. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, I have a question for you. Don't you know that my country is called Ukraine and our colors are yellow and blue? Yellow for the grain fields to feed our people, blue for the endless sky. And we don't need new colors, we don't need new flags, there is no reason to die.
Hey, Mr. Putin, we send you an angel to make you see. Playing with fire is not a game while sitting on TNT. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, this country is our land. You are welcome if you come sometime as a guest and a good friend. Until then, Mr. Putin, the message is clear. This is the message for you. Don't you know that my country is called Ukraine and our colors are yellow and blue? Hey, Mr. Putin, see the mamas of young dead soldiers cry. Stop telling the world you never send them, 'cause crying mamas don't lie. Mr. Putin, I have a question for you. Don't you know that my country is called Ukraine and our colors are yellow and blue? Yellow for the grain fields to feed our people, blue for the endless sky. And we don't need new colors, we don't need new flags. There is no reason to die. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, we didn't start the fight. We love our Russian brothers and sisters all day and all night. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, you got to understand. The world, Mr. Putin, is watching you. And this is our land. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, we didn't start the fight. We love our Russian brothers and sisters all day and all night. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, you got to understand. The world, Mr. Putin, is watching you, and this is our land. Hey, Mr. Putin, hey, Mr. Putin, I have a question for you. Don't you know that my country is called Ukraine and our colors are yellow and blue? Yellow for the grain fields to feed our people, blue for the endless sky. And we don't need new colors, we don't need new flags. There is no reason to die.
And a song called Crying Mamas Don't Lie that was performed by a German artist by the name of Christian Tessen. Coming up next is a Ukrainian group called Komuvnez and Povstanets.
Я був повстанцем в козацькій борні. Славного Богдана в визвольній війні. Навіть на страту за мужністю йшов. Я був повстанцем за свободу лив кров. Я був сотником у Залізняка. В гайдамацьких загонах хартувалась рука. Крізь огнисту броні йшли до бою ми знов. Я був повстанцем за правду лив кров. Я був чорним вороном, подібним до тіні. У холодного яру останні години. Хто ворогу здався, кого страх поборов. Прийде повстанець і проле вашу кров. Я був лісовим братом на Волині. До кінця опирався червоній лавині. від безсилої люті скаженів людолов. Я повстанець 20 лютого на Майдані. Проти снайперів, беркоту та поліцаїв. Так добре напалм на броні запалав. Я повстав, за свободу свою кров проливав. Я повстанцем залишуся, аж до загину. Не прогнати мене із своєї країни, щоб зрадницьких виплід у пекло зійшов. Я воюю на сході, кипить моя кров. Так, я повстанець, і кипить моя кров. Я повстав за свободу, тече моя кров.
Here's what's coming up this week in Vancouver's Ukrainian community. On Wednesdays, catch Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio broadcasting live from Nanaimo to North and Central Vancouver Island, the Gulf Islands, the Sunshine Coast, Northwest Washington State, and in the Greater Vancouver listening area. Wednesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Pacific Time on CHLY Radio Malaspina, 101.7 FM on the radio dial, and streaming online at chly.ca. Channel 8 Omni airs two Ukrainian language TV shows in the Vancouver viewing area. Kontakt TV Sundays at 7 a.m. with repeats Tuesdays at 9 a.m. and Thursdays at 7 a.m. And Forum TV Sundays at 8 a.m. with repeats on Tuesdays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 12 noon. And at 6 p.m. on Saturday evenings, flip your radio dial right back here to AM 1320 CHMB Vancouver, or catch the live stream at am1320.com. And join me for another hour of fun on Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. In between broadcasts, make sure to follow Nash Holos and me on Facebook and Twitter. And for audio archives, transcripts, podcast feeds, and more, visit our website at www.nashholos.com.
Make the world's best. Cuba saw the world's best. Cuba saw is next.
And that was the Cubasonics from Edmonton, from their CD Big Beat Music, and a song called Nick's Cubasaw. And I thought we'd play that because Cubasaw is one of the main things that goes into those Easter baskets. I think ham was in that song too. So a couple of items there for your Easter basket. So it sort of fits. And just sending that out to a new listener we have in Manitoba by the name of Nick. Nick Ostash, if you're listening, that one's for you. Ну, ми вже скінчили нашу програму, вже час додому і сказати до побачення, але перед тим я хочу залишити вас такими словами мудрості. Яке дерево, так його й овочі. And our proverb of the week translates as, whatever the nature of a tree, such also is its fruit. Well, that just about wraps it up for another edition of Nash Holos Ukrainian Roots Radio. So to take us home, I've got the Playboy Band from Edmonton lined up for you with a tune called Kolomeka in C minor. I'm Pavlina on behalf of all of us here at Nash Holos and AM 1320. Thanks so much for listening and Dobranich!
Чи сувидів чиноєнко. Ой, пасіче, старий коня, пасіче, пасіче, як я піду до дівчини, сам я ще вернеться. Моя юбка файна. Пам'ятаю, дівчинайко, як вона чудувала, голоту, як я речею, звідси воду брала. Що би я вона водою хитаю собою, чи ти дуже так самяли, як я за тобою.